Hello, and welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 2, Episode 7.
Wow!
And I'm joined by David Reese.
Hello! Thank you! Cheers!
Very cockney. The listeners at home, he's just in a little shoulder shimmy. Not like Louis Spence or Butch. Speaking of which, Joe McGrath's over in the corner. he's just doing the splits.
Hey.
Or splits. Also joined by Max Smith.
Hello there.
Hey. Wow. Belly's getting a lot of love.
Yeah.
The belly pat in the comments, that is. Mm. Yeah, the belly pat clap.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like it.
Saw that. It's like luck. It's like when you rub a dwarf's head.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be doing that.
You shouldn't be doing that, Dave. Just like that.
You're supposed to be lucky. I keep getting jailed.
Sorry, mate. Do you mind if I just... having a bad day, so...
And there's something funky in the air because it's Looney Cooney.
It's great to be back.
It could be Dave smelling funky because of the pepper spray from Warwick Davis.
Met him. I didn't. I saw him.
Represent.
Fine. I didn't see him. I lied.
Just before the Grand National.
Come on.
I think number 7.
It's a wig.
Oh no.
Why did we all look at Joe when he said wig? Joe, it was your anniversary yesterday.
Yeah.
How did it go?
Good. Got a dog a nose. Nice. Yeah. Cookies are nice from there. Have you had the orange one?
You got your dog a nose?
No, dominoes.
Yeah. Less of that, Dave. We've had words.
The orange cookies. Yeah,
unbelievable. Unbelievable. Bit of ice cream in there. What do you mean?
The cookies.
The cookies from Domino's.
Ice cream
in lovely.
A cookie.
No, you bring the ice cream yourself.
Oh.
And I went for barbecue base instead of tomato. Mixed things up a bit.
Interesting.
Don't think I'd do that again.
No. See, I don't mind a meteor.
Ooh.
Stepping
on a reliable source's toes there, Joe.
Am I?
Yeah.
You should have told me.
Just stop talking. Sauce. Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry. Max,
what sauce did you have in your bed?
Yeah. Ooh. Sexy sauce.
Yeah. Jerk sauce. Yeah. You're a jerk.
Chocolate like mousse.
Yeah.
Been
Alan Partridge.
Yeah.
Was that a reference to Alan Partridge? Or
No. Just had chocolate mousse.
Just eating chocolate mousse in bed.
Chocolate mousse in bed's all right.
Did your partner get involved, or was it just you eating chocolate mousse?
We both had chocolate mousse.
That could be any evening.
Both had chocolate mousse.
Yeah.
I do like a mousse.
Did you wipe a bit on your bum cheeks and go, oh no, Joe's done a mucky?
No, but I can do that next time for you if you want.
Can we not have one night, Joe?
What, if you want me to...
I thought you meant if you get to 5 years.
No.
You should do a
no.
A anniversary special of Wing It, where you eat chicken wings off her.
Should do a Valentine's special,
Joe. That was coming, isn't it? The 24-hour show.
No, you're not doing that for a charity special.
I get a bathtub.
You get a bathtub up some stairs, yeah. Then you can do that.
What's that? You're just going to eat chicken in the bath?
With water in it. Nude.
Oh, fuck me.
No, I won't do it nude. I'll do it with underpants on. This is your idea. Don't look at me like I'm a disgrace.
Weird that, mate.
Okay.
Can you give it back to Max, please?
Yeah, sorry about that, guys.
Finally, I'm back, baby.
Right, yeah,
cheers. Thank you.
Hey, it's me.
Max, it wasn't your anniversary, but it was a big day for you. Your biggest tweet. Well done.
Hey.
Massive.
Noticed that? I saw that.
Finally went viral, baby. Just like the pandemic.
Viral's in there.
What did you do? Throw a tweet.
What did you tweet?
Just about a vibrator in a school.
Yeah.
A school?
School, like school. A building where kids go.
Apologies. Oh, and you spoke about a vibrator in that.
Oh,
wasn't me per se. It's one of those people that are trying to sell.
Stuff
weird. Underneath a vibrator.
Right,
so he had a viral tweet about a school.
Right.
He wrote about
had a little
vibrator
thread
underneath as an ad.
Yeah.
Which is annoying because I wanted that vibrator to come to me and ask for an ad, you know, under my one.
I don't think it asked him. I think he was just selling it.
Oh, himself.
Yeah. Bit like snacks, like cans of Coke. Just got a dildo and a fleshlight.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
No,
I'd buy that for 50p.
That's going to be secondhand, that, mate. That's not going to be cleaned.
Still got the juices on it. Oh.
Fucking hell.
Talk about cum tricks.
Sexy sauce.
It's all fun and games.
But yeah, I feel like a new man.
Well done.
Yeah. So it's changed you.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I've got a massive head now, mate.
Yeah. Nothing's changed. Also, Line of Duty's back.
Yeah.
Wow. Big show. Tom, did you watch it?
Certainly did, yeah. I had Ryan Locke in the next room, though, who's supposed to be a Line of Duty fan, telling me to turn it fucking down.
Oh.
So, you know, that was ruined a bit.
Turned
down for what?
Yeah. I know, 9 o'clock. Finishes at 10. Sunday. But yeah, it was good. Did you enjoy it?
I did, but you can't binge it now. It's one a week, so.
I know. I regret watching it in some ways. I should have just waited.
Save them up. Mm. But then you'll hear things.
Could have heard spoilies.
Yeah.
Don't want any of that.
Is that what you call them in the industry?
got a new show of mine that's going to be coming out weekly.
Cut this. Oh.
Didn't ask.
Falcon Winter Soldier.
Oh.
Real good show.
I'm watching them in chronological order, so I ain't got to them yet.
Yeah.
So,
Five syllable words?
Yeah, yeah.
Well done, David Reese.
Thank you.
Chronological order is always a great way to watch a show.
Joe, oh, fucking hell, Joe News. Joe, you met Andy Burnham. Make any jokes about your dog? Just thought, because he might have been watching this Manchester-based podcast, getting to know it.
Loves the show.
Your show.
No, our show. Loves the show.
Does really?
He? Yeah.
Does he? That's Andy true. Burnham, nice. Mayor of Manchester.
He wants reliable sauce. Can I mention what sauce he wants to be?
Go on.
HP.
Brown?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, brown.
What does that say?
Oh, no way! He read the future!
Cheers, Andy.
Cheers.
Well done. He looks a bit like a school teacher, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it, maybe supply. Science. Supply? He's got a tie and a shirt. He doesn't look like a supply teacher.
Yeah, I'd have said science.
They turn up in a cardigan just going, ooh,
look at me.
Is he actually a fan? Seriously?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
I wouldn't trust it.
Yeah. Politicians famously love this. They have it on in the House of Commons.
Yeah.
You have to be seen to love the Stephen Jones podcast. Yeah. Whatever you think about it privately, keep it to yourself. It's a vote winner.
Pretty Patel clicking away today's race. All this stuff. Boris Johnson panics. Where do ducks go when it rains?
He's got my vote.
I bet he does, Dave. I bet he does. You southern.
Boris Johnson laughing about the apartheid.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what a mix-up.
It's now time to slag off a podcast.
About time.
Yeah. We've fallen in the charts. I didn't think it was possible.
are we not doing well?
We're doing okay, but just we're not doing as well as we should be. We should be top
why,
two.
Why not? I don't understand.
We're 47 last time I looked.
Yeah.
That's
47. Not, that's just... They're going to have to extend the fucking graphics so we can fit onto. but this week we are taking down the giant that is Alan Carr's Life's a Beach.
Well said.
First of all, what a crass title for a podcast.
It's a shame because I like Alan Carr, but I can't now.
I hate him.
Well, no, that implies that we're just making you not like him.
Yeah. Nah, but I don't want a better podcast than ours, so sod him.
Why was it crass?
Life's a beach.
Life's a beach.
Beach stands for.
All right, okay. Fair play. Yeah. But he's not said it though, has he? He's kind of.
Yeah, but he's alluding to it. It's like me calling you a cump.
Yeah.
Mind cump.
Mind cump.
So what do you like about Alan Carr?
Just his flamboyantness, like, over the top. Oh yeah. Oh no.
Keep going.
Oh yeah. I'm Alan Carr.
Oh yeah.
Well, I like the way he touches his glasses.
Yeah.
Makes me laugh.
Yeah.
And that's great on a podcast.
Really good.
I like the globe he has on his show that got cancelled. So good bloke.
Do you know anything about this segment, Dave?
No.
It is called Slagging Off a Podcast, so I can see why you got misled.
Not building him up so much that people go, oh, I like the sound of this guy.
Maybe we should build them up if we're falling away after slagging them off. Alan Carr, is arguably one of the top two car-based comedians in the UK.
Yeah.
Yeah? Agree more.
Jeremy Clarkson's first.
You're a RuPaul
car
fan.
Car-based.
Yeah.
Do you like him on that?
Alan Carr, great on RuPaul.
News. It's been a year since lockdown started.
Yay! Woo! What, is that a celebratory thing?
Nope.
You just do the opposite of what the segment's meant to be then.
Tom, what's changed?
I'm more depressed now. I was more hopeful to begin with. It's becoming a drain.
Drains can be useful.
I mean, imagine a sink without a drain, mate. Yeah?
Yes,
that's like
too true. Too true. Yeah, put me in my place there, mate.
Use the same bathwater as Ryan Love.
Yes, please.
But we were living together when it started.
True.
And. Mm. You didn't think it'd last more than 3 weeks?
No. I remember when I got told it was 3 weeks.
You're furious.
I went up and down the stairs just...
Oh, yeah.
Just pacing. Yeah. I was livid.
Even the novelty of Zoom and the quizzes and all that shit ran out for me after a month or so. So a year later, I'm just ready for it to all...
end. All be over. Is it all lockdown be over.
Yeah, lockdown two. Right, lockdown two.
Lockdown three, actually.
Yeah.
Four more years.
No, that's not.
That's
this.
What I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Four more years. Yeah, yeah. Keep it going, baby.
Four more years.
Yeah.
Getting
got
the jab.
Our vote.
Yeah.
Are you getting a jab?
Nah, not yet. Not yet. I thought, I was dyslexic, I might be able to. Yeah, that's a disability. So, count me in.
Is dyslexia a disability?
I don't actually know what it's classed as.
You would assume so.
Yeah.
Because it does disable you in some way. Yeah.
I don't put disability when I'm applying for a job.
No.
Just
chronic dyslexia.
I think he's in a wheelchair or something. So, job going upstairs.
What job's that?
good point.
Probably the job that you would do when you're going up and down your stairs.
Didn't get paid for that.
Lockdown.
Just got complaints from people downstairs.
Gits.
Yeah, cheers, mate. There was a list of what kids want to be when they're older that came out. Number one, YouTuber.
Wow.
Okay.
Number two, vlogger. What website's that going on? YouTube. Fucking idiots, aren't they, these kids? Number three, singer.
Yeah. I see that.
All right.
Yeah, we're here on YouTube with a microphone. We could do it all.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, actor.
Wait.
Yeah.
No.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Number five, something to do with stairs. I don't know what that is. it's filmmaker.
Yeah. Oh, good idea.
Six, doctor. Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Tom.
More traditional.
He's not.
Yeah.
Not doctor. I wish.
Dr. Dre was a sort of singer. Presenter.
Yeah.
Well, technically a waiter presents you with your food, so all encompassing. And number eight was two things with a slash. It was athlete / teacher.
B teacher.
I guess so, yeah, but they're not really athletes.
No.
If anything, they're misogynists. Make a joke about Stephen's big tits in the changing room. So athlete / teacher.
I would have thought like fire engine operator.
Yep, fire engine.
Do you mean a driver?
Loves to be a fire engine.
Fire engine. Or
ice cream van.
I always wanted to be a lion.
Be a lion?
Yeah. Don't know what it was. I just saw like, you know, the England top. I was like, I could be one of them.
Yeah, a lion.
A footballer, but just a lion.
What, like an actual lion or a man in a costume?
Yeah, like an actual full-grown mane and everything.
How old were you?
When
12. I don't know, must have been about...
That's pretty much Tiger King.
I like the stripes, but prefer the mane, so don't mind if I do. There's the whole thing.
Nice.
It's now time for... Oh, wait, Max's Australian mice epidemic.
A lot of fucking mice, yeah? In Australia.
That was Max's Australian mice epidemic.
segment.
I want to keep bringing this back.
Can't wait for next week.
Imagine the BBC flying you out to Sydney.
Oh my god, it's a lot of mice.
Shitload.
Thank you there, Max.
And they don't cut to you.
It's now time for headline news. If you can tell me to Lucas, then I'd be quite surprised, to be honest. Thank you to Dave, who is headlining. Not you.
I was going to say.
Headlining Part Life. Dave, you should turn up there and go, oh, I thought you booked me. Then blame it on your agent.
Yeah, it's like, I've got all these raves. What am I going to do with them?
Nice.
Dave's raves tent. Everyone sat down on the floor.
Here's a thing, right?
This is a heavy come down.
Grandmother's house destroyed by flying poo.
Is this England when you lived with your nan?
Stephen lies.
Mine doesn't fly, it just sort of drops down like little pellets.
Bombs away.
Bombs away.
A man seen in a tight cardigan.
Grandmother's house destroyed by flying poo.
I'm going to go for a house that could blow away. I'm imagining Comic Relief. A wooden house, maybe, in Kenya.
A wooden house in Kenya. Fuck me.
I'm going to go for, yeah.
Why is the poo
Ethiopia.
I reckon because, like, the aeroplane, and you know where they flush the poo and that out of the aeroplane. Yeah. So it's got to be somewhere near water.
A flying poo.
Monkeys throw poo. Somewhere where there's monkeys.
Maybe.
India.
See, I'm also thinking an English-speaking language because we say grandma and every other word else language. Might say something different.
Grandma. Well, it was reported in English press.
Grandma, oh, yeah, true, grandma. True. I'm going to go, why not, Jamaica?
It's the Jamaica of the West, Canada.
Oh, Canada again!
Well, great.
Jamaica's in the West.
Canada's really going through it.
2008, Calgary.
Yep. Yeah, man.
Basically, this woman called Marion Likeness was in her bedroom.
That's a cool name.
It is.
Like
it's
like a fancy porn star.
Yeah. Well, she was in her room. She just spoken to her four grandchildren. Had a great time. Sort of loving relationship there.
Didn't ask.
And her roof just sort of exploded.
Say what?
Yeah. And loads of shards of frozen poo came just sort of smashing through the roof.
I was going to say frozen poo because it's kind of... Yeah.
And they did a load of like tests on it and it's got like lovely poo, but also disinfectant and stuff like that. And basically a plane was flying overhead and the barrel underneath the toilet exploded. And all the shit and piss just came flying
frozen
there on the way down.
Yeah, and someone on the toilet fell as well.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Who saw the poo and went, we need to test this? How far can you throw it?
If your roof just explodes and a load of poo comes through, where did this come from?
What's happening to the rain?
We should probably look into this.
Yeah, it's probably just a taste test.
That's crass.
Headline news.
No. God.
Couldn't be prouder.
It is now my favourite segment of the podcast. It's Reliable Source. Today's Reliable Source is brown.
Yum.
My favourite.
Oh, fucking hell. Cancel that.
What?
One word.
It's a one word segment.
One word.
Yeah, that was a dick move. Calculated.
My favourite.
Okay. Okay, and I'm going to say tangy. That was Reliable Source. Yeah, man.
Sorry, we do seem to be stricter on the one word now. I've been away for a couple of weeks, so apologies for that.
A lot changed.
Yeah. I was trying to find for a word that don't eat, but I couldn't say don't eat.
You could have said no.
No, yeah. Didn't think of that.
I hate sort of reminiscing on it, you know?
Yeah.
It's sort of something I like to do on my own time. Mm. Not in the podcast.
Do you know what
you're not in the right frame
for?
Of mind.
No.
Harry Potter?
Close. Houses of Parliament.
Ugh.
For you. There's one for you. It's got the old Ben on it.
Gordon Brown?
Yeah.
He was in there? Yeah?
Yeah.
Gordon Brown sauce?
Gordon Brown.
We'll make some of that.
Joe, I bet you'd like a bit of Gordon Brown sauce.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
All over your face.
It's now time for Better Help. Ooh, yeah.
Yay.
New segment.
Joe, you're fired.
Yes.
Yeah, man. I'm going to get this blind ferret to take your place.
It was still... never mind.
No, go on.
It would probably went mute. Yes.
Yes. And he pretended to mute himself. Like you did it.
That's what I did.
Very clever. Very
thank
clever.
You. Thank you.
You're so smart.
I left. Let myself down.
Very funny.
Is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? Mm-hmm. Tom, lockdown, and Joe McGraw, yeah. Mm. Dave, anything getting you down?
I couldn't find some Lego pieces the other day. That was a bit gutting.
Fuck. Well, BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist.
Yeah.
That's what you're after. Yeah. That's what you're after. Yeah. You need that or a torch. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counselling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide. So you're in Canada, you've got shit all over your walls. They could help
or
with that.
Or Salford.
If there's any mop-based companies that want to get in touch, Max needs something. ASAP.
Shit everyone.
BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life. When?
Tomorrow. Today.
Today.
Because it takes a while to...
One more day of shit. It's not like you're starting a diet tomorrow. A few more tears won't hurt. Visit betterhelp.com/Stephen. That's better, H-E-L-P. And join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. And Stephen Tries listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/Stephen. S-T-E-P-H-E-N.
Thank you.
Wow, thank you.
I've always wanted to know what happens in therapy.
Yeah, man.
There's one. Well, you could find out.
So I mean, but I feel like I waste their time.
Yeah.
So,
no,
I don't think so.
How a field day with you.
Yeah. If your therapist is based in a field,
yeah.
Got to question what they're doing there. Today's question is, what's the weirdest phobia? And more importantly, ooh, what are our weird phobias? I'm going to start with Max Smith. Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys. Only me. Ready to talk to you about my phobias. Hopefully none of my enemies are watching.
You forgot to prep again, haven't you?
So glad you went to Max first.
I've got a few.
It's all smudged on his hand.
As we all know, phobia is the irrational fear.
The Oxford Dictionary denounced.
Starts with a P.
Courgettes is like an easy one. So I've spoken about that a lot. So I was trying to think of other ones that I've got.
Yeah.
Big bodies of water.
Yeah.
Because I'm always scared that there's something just
big please. Bodies in water.
You must hate the bath.
Yeah, because your mum always gets in it with me. Yeah. Gives me a little scrub down, yeah. Yeah, I love that. Ooh, baby. Mrs. Reese just, ooh, clapping those little cheeks of soap. Mmm, baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah, give him Max the old rub down. Yeah, fuck you, mate. And then your dad joins in, yeah.
I saw the opportunity.
Fucking 2-for-1 rub down in the bath.
I've never been prouder of myself.
That's what your mum says to me in the bath. Well, you should see my dirty son. He doesn't let us do this anymore, Max. We're so glad you're here. Cheers, Mr. and Mrs. Reese. Cheers, Paul. Oh, I didn't mean you, Mrs. Reese. Don't pull that.
Max wasn't even bothered by that. Water off a duck's back.
Don't with that well, mate.
You never know what's underneath. You, Tom?
Not in your bag.
I mean, that's quite a common fear, though.
It is, yeah.
Dave?
I've got a fear of guns. So
really?
That's rational. Yeah,
very like, strange.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Do you mean holding one?
No, just like one being pointed at me.
Are you scared of me then?
Just like even Nerf guns worry me when I get one pointed at my head. I'm just like, oh, there's no need for that.
So you wouldn't go paintballing?
No, I'll see. That's the thing. I love paintballing. It's exciting. It's exciting. I used to want to do BBing, but again, that scared me.
But a Nerf gun, which is less painful.
I know. It's just, I don't know what. I must have been hurt as a kid. I was scared of getting my hands dirty. Not as in moving, but like.
You sound like your lazy cunt. <Yeah. laughs> We'll set up, Dave.
Cars, like I drive, but I have always had a fear that I'm going to die in a car crash.
But by you just driving off somewhere?
Or someone crashing into me, or just, I feel like I am going to die in a car crash.
Mm.
Don't know what it is, just something part of me.
I've been in the car with you. Actually, to be fair, Max has, and we pretended to be wearing it.
He was, yeah, and he scared the crap out of me. That was fun.
No, that was good fun, that.
That's why I don't drive as much anymore. I've just had a weird fear that I'm going to die in a car crash.
And obviously, James Ormerod drives you around a lot, I imagine.
That is what started it. Yeah. Like, he drove down a one-way system the wrong way.
I remember being in a car with you and James. James was driving us. And we're in a, you know, there's a lane next to us. Mm. James's like, all right, Dave, can you just check, see if a car's coming?
It's nice. Dave's like, responsibility.
Yeah, yeah, Dave's like, oh, it's fine, go, go. So as soon as James pulls out, a massive car drives past, almost crashing into us, and Dave starts laughing. So you fucking idiot, Dave.
It was like, have you ever seen him, The Hangover? He's like, am I good that side? He goes, yeah.
And that's how the film ends, when they all die.
Did you do that? That's funny.
This is your biggest fear. Yeah, Dave.
No, I knew he
I'm afraid of guns, but I love paintballing.
I knew he weren't going to turn in time. Like, there's no way he was going to turn in time. I knew he was going to be safe. But yeah, it was just.
But you knew there was the chance that it was going to be a bit of a hairy moment.
Max Smith could have died.
He shit himself. Yeah. Everyone in the car did.
Yeah, of course, I shit myself, yeah. James's car, I didn't care. This is before it even happened.
It was funny. I enjoyed myself that day.
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, it's just a fear. Probably because I do stuff like that.
It's just a fear.
Yeah.
Reckless, mate. Reckless.
I get random fears sometimes. So once I had a fear that if I could teleport wherever I think of, but then accidentally thought of the moon, then I'd be teleported to the moon.
And you'd
be
stuck there.
Buggered. Yeah, yeah.
Out of the teleportation field.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Somehow. So I just have random worries.
Yeah.
Just come over me.
That's terrible. There's worse places to go, though, isn't
there? Exactly.
In the bath with your parents and Max.
What's going on here? You said you were out of town.
Is that Max or you?
All three. And that was Dave's fears. Dave's fears. You had those Dave's fears. He's scared.
Tom, have you got any weird fears?
I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but so needles are a big one for me. I don't like kind of veins and wrists. Like, I don't like if anyone shows me their wrist. Makes me a bit queasy. Mm-hmm. But I had a blood test the other day, and it was horrible. And I couldn't do weights for about 4 days after, just because I was like, don't like the thought of it. Just messes with my mind a bit.
Yeah.
So
don't like needles going into
me. I just fucking hate it. I know that's a pretty normal phobia, I guess.
Yeah, very normal.
Phobia of
needles. Save it for the normal phobia podcast.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, guys.
Big bodies of water.
Yeah.
Guns.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Sauce.
Sauce.
What about you?
Yeah. Dogs, which is more weird because everyone seems to love dogs.
Yeah, that is.
They're vicious animals that should all be killed by now. But not as bad as cats.
See, I don't like cats.
Yeah, no one does. And I'm triggered by nail varnish. Max can attest to that.
Yeah.
Not great.
Fairs. I don't like nails extensions.
Cardi B has massive ones. It's like, how can you just go about your daily life? It's like Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, true. That would be scary. That's a fear. One day I have scissors.
Is that one of yours, Dave?
Every thought's a fear at the minute. You're scared of yourself. You're scared of your own mind.
It's too powerful up there. Yeah. It's scary shit, man.
That's my fear. Fucking hell.
Ghosts.
Yeah.
I have. I don't have the fear of trypophobia, which is where you look at a crumpet
fear
and you go.
Fear of tripe.
Oh, the holes.
Yeah.
Hole fears.
Yeah. So apparently that's not technically a phobia.
It just makes people feel sick.
So I was reading up about it. It's because it brings images to your minds of disease and like viral infections and stuff. And so it's classed as a real fear. Because it's not
irrational, right?
Which is weird.
Yeah, I don't like the thought of it being on my skin, like having loads of holes in my skin, and then big holes on my back, and you know, kids throwing marbles and trying to get them to land in. I'm just busy sunbathing
like a carnival freak.
I'm a compensation. Yeah. Gone to Tenerife and there's a load of little Spanish knobheads going, no, señor. Gordo. Why are they saying that?
Don't even make sense in context.
Sorry,
you're talking about Stephen.
I like speaking in the Spanish tongue.
Fear of needles and you look like a junkie.
Fun.
I hate the feeling of, you know, when you get 3D pencil cases You know, the free when you go like that and it moves, and then the person on the thing moves. Do you know what I mean? Like the like 3D stuff, like on card. You know, 3D card.
Where it moves, but it's two images, and when you move it in the light, it changes.
Yeah, not 3D, but I don't mind. And when you scratch that, that noise. Oh, yeah. Hate that noise.
Like I like that noise. It's like rubbing the side of the bath.
Yeah, no, I can't be dealing with
it. I know all about that. Yeah, I don't like high-pitched noises, but in, like, bursts.
Yeah.
It's like, really fast.
Yeah.
Really
my laugh, is sharp. It?
I don't like the sound of hand dryers that are really loud. That unsettles me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was one of James Ormrod's fears.
Was it?
Yeah. Hand dryers. Wow, nice. He was terrified of them. Yeah. As a kid, maybe.
Yeah.
I noticed they've all got the names of like roller coasters at Alton Towers. Air Force 200.
We'd dry your hands.
Yeah.
Or Dyson.
The blaster.
Who the fuck says that on a roller coaster?
Dyson.
Dyson. As he unhooks the safety mechanism. Oh, we love him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a lot more fears as a kid.
Mm. Oh,
I used to get scared of not going on field trips. Or
FOMO.
Yeah, fear of missing out.
Yeah.
Well, sort of. But I used to get scared that other people would get superpowers and I wouldn't. That's why I wanted to go.
Yeah.
I was like, what? I remember seeing a show as a kid and people go out and then like a school bus and everyone gets powers.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, what if that happens and I'm the only one that can't fly?
I get that.
So I had to go to every field trip.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Do you still do that now?
Yeah.
Because kids are still going on field trips.
Exactly,
right?
Man. I'm going on all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of money.
Cotton earbuds, accidentally leaving a cotton beer bud in your ear when you fall asleep.
Oh.
That's a big one for me.
As a fear?
Yeah.
My girlfriend started cleaning my ears up, finally.
You're not listening, are you, Max?
Literally, yeah. It is that. It's because I always mishear what she's saying, so she's like, right, I'll clean your ears out. I'm like, I can do it myself. But, yeah, she does it for me, which is fun. It's gross as fuck, but
there's a lot in there, yeah.
I'm terrified that she'll
go too far.
Go way too far and just sort of
just don't piss her off.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoops. Whoops.
That's a stabbing motion.
Yeah.
Also I have the fear of going to jail. Just I constantly think, oh, I don't want to go to jail, yeah. Because then you're locked away for years.
Yeah.
I think I'd probably kill myself rather than go to jail.
Have you ever watched things that where like someone's gone to jail in, you know, either same films, but certainly in these crime programs where they've obviously got the wrong person.
Yeah.
And it's just a regular guy.
Oh, that'd
regular
be awful.
Been in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Have you had any fears that you've overcome?
The field trip thing. I'm not doing that anymore.
Proud of you.
Used to be scared of clowns. That was a big one.
Then you did the comedy
course.
Then
I did the comedy course.
Become your fear, Dave. And shoot this man.
Of
the gun thing.
But now I don't mind them. Now they're all fun and games.
Yeah?
Not all clowns are like John Wayne Gacy. That was my fear.
Yeah?
Or Heath John Ledger.
Wayne? Or Heath Ledger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the clown from The Clown.
It. That one.
That's a great one.
Not bad clowns,
actually. Yeah.
Not doing great PR for them, is it?
No. They don't make films about the good clowns, do they?
I've not seen one.
The ones that bullied Dumbo. They were pretty mean.
Yeah, they were. Well done, guys.
Flying, I was never like afraid of it, but I was a lot more uneasy with it back in the day. And, you know, I think learning about what's actually happening, the science of what's taking place, helped a bit. And just you know, going on planes enough times to not crash and, you know.
My fear was going on a long flight without a TV in the back of the chair. That happened to me.
That.
Pissing and shitting myself in class.
Yeah.
Wearing no trousers. Oh, that's a dream.
Oh, that's
dream. Your dream.
Yeah, no.
And I'm
one
living
day
it, baby.
I will do it on this podcast. where you have a dream about not wearing trousers at school.
Yeah.
On this podcast one day.
I will not wear trousers.
You're going to wear no trousers to school.
Yeah.
Most of the school-based fears we've overcome.
Dogs have overcome that pretty.
Nice.
Well, except for big ones.
Did something happen to you with a dog when you were little?
Yeah.
No?
Nail varnish as well. Don't know where that's come from. Mm. There's a dog with nail varnish that just licked me in the wrong place.
I've got a bit of a thing with dry hands and like I can't. So if I get really bad dry hands or dry feet, it's like I can't touch anything, especially something that's dry. The feeling of it goes through me, and I just need to moisturize.
Is that because of the hair dryer? The hand dryer.
No, it's not. It's a sensation.
That's what you think, man. I've been working at BetterHelp recently. I really need a client to stick with me. Joe, do you have any fears?
Rats.
Rats, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't like rats.
Stop being one then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
Not a rat. I'm a lovely lad.
Oh, twat.
I'll get them confused.
Rats.
That's it, really. Rats.
Have you ever had a rat in the house?
Yeah. Screamed the house down. Had to go to my granny Una's.
Oh. Great friend of the podcast.
Yeah, I couldn't hack it. You know, just don't like rats.
Yeah.
You know,
that's fair enough.
All animals are all right. Rats, just small. Like, anything.
Well, we actually have a rat here today.
I hate being stuck to stuff. Sticky stuff.
Mm. Yeah,
glue.
You ever been caught in like a trap?
Worst nightmare.
By a rat.
A trap with a rat. Human. Being stuck to something. Do you want to get stuck to something sticky? Ooh,
yeah,
disgusting.
Yeah. It's now time for Stephen Lies.
Stephen Lies.
Detective this week is Max Smith.
Wow.
Who would you like to go first?
I'm gonna go with Stephen.
I was banned from kids club on holiday.
Dave?
I once ruined a date at a cinema.
Tom?
I was sent to the headmaster's office for bragging about my sexual exploits.
Another school-based one. I'm schooly Cooney. Dave?
Yep.
Tell me yours.
It was two friends of mine. Both
lie.
Yeah, you bastard. they're gay together, and we went to the cinema to watch Endgame, and it was Infinity War, same thing, different spelling. And we went there, and were a bit late. We were running a bit late, and it was a very packed cinema because it only just come out, very new. And we were running late. We bought popcorn and everything, and I wasn't even invited.
That's what you do when you're running late, mate.
I wasn't even invited. I just went because I wanted to go see Endgame. I was like, I don't mind not sitting with you guys. I'll sit somewhere else. But we had got seats together, but them two were going to sit next to each other. We arrived, and then I was squirting. Oh, got so excited.
It wasn't just together they were gay with.
So, yeah. And where we were so late, we was getting to our seats because they was like in the middle, and we had to like scridge through people. I just got very awkward. And I was in between them.
Well, you were squirting.
As I was squirting through. And I was just like, oh, let's just sit down. Just sit down because we're in people's way. So I sat down in between them. So basically, it was meant to be them two together. And then I just sat directly.
Can I ask why you couldn't just swap seats?
Because I was too embarrassed. Because where we were running late, getting in people's way, going, shuffling through. I just felt really awkward.
In there as well, isn't it?
Exactly. I was like, just sit down. We'll swap halfway through. And then I just didn't.
Fair enough.
Because
I've got
two
Steven.
Into the film.
Yeah, man. do you want to hear my start again?
Sure.
I was banned from kids' club on holiday.
Tell me the story, sir.
I was banned from kids' club on holiday.
Is that what you're going to say? Where were you on holiday?
I was in Fuerteventura.
Oh, I've been there.
At kids' club on holiday.
what was the... what sort of kids' club was it?
Just a lot of the cool kids. Yeah.
Oh, cool kids.
A lot of the cool kids were hanging around, showing off the tans.
Is that why you were banned?
Too pasty.
I came over. But the first reason I got a warning was because of the sausage rolls they had there. So around the pool, they had this little wooden shack.
Okay.
And it sold, I don't know what drinks it was, but it was a lot of sausage rolls. Pretty much the only thing they had was sausage rolls. And I was 4 years old at the time, and I just kept going... Probably worked out one an hour.
Nice.
I just kept going them. I bring them for other people. They'd be like, I don't want a sausage roll.
Yeah.
Being my parents, you know, not the other kids in the kids club. And I just kept eating those.
Nice.
And because I kept going up so much, I got a little warning because I wasn't even eating them all.
Yeah.
And then the second reason...
Just a pool littered with sausage rolls that you've thrown away.
Just crumbs.
It's him.
And the second reason, and the reason why I got banned, was because... Kids club was near the pool, and I just kept running and diving into the pool, but I couldn't swim. So I had armbands, but then I wouldn't have them on, and I'd still just doing it because I like to be, you know, just, I love being in the water.
Yeah,
I just kept causing the problem. Yeah. So I got banned by my parents from kids club.
Right. Okay.
So I just had to be with them all day.
Mm. Plus, you would have been weighed down by all that sausage meat.
Wow.
Well, I didn't call you fat.
Oh, wow.
He implied it.
You would have been frightened to see me in the water, wouldn't you?
Yeah. You got your swim shorts on full of sausage.
Why are you talking about a 4-year-old with sausages?
You were
shorts
four.
On? Yes, four.
What 4-year-olds doing that?
You're sexualizing 4-year-olds.
Yeah. Wayne Lineker.
Maxi.
What about
Max.
You, Tom?
What about me?
Do you sexualize kids?
True.
I don't want to go down in this ship on my own.
I know he does.
What were your sexual exploits that you got?
So, I mean, the thing is, I wasn't bragging about any sexual exploits, but I started seeing my first girlfriend, so I can't remember if it was year 10 or 11. And
virgin.
Well, this is it. I almost certainly was at the time. Or at least, you know, I thought that was obvious.
Embarrassing thing to say.
Truth. Anyway, so I think some dickheads obviously went to a teacher and were telling them that I was bragging about sexual exploits with this girl, which wasn't the case. But obviously, for it to get to the head teacher, I think someone told a teacher who told my head of year, who then told the headmaster that I'd been bragging about, you know, obviously being very crude.
Yeah.
So it was just a bit awkward because then obviously for me to get to that point, all the teachers obviously discussed that I'd been bragging about shagging some girl around school.
Right, around school.
It could have been. Yeah,
do it on the field,
so,
mate.
I think so.
Right.
So, you know, but for it to even get that far, they obviously thought I was capable of behaving in such a way.
I said a lot of sexual things at school and I never got to see a teacher about it, so
it's as if they didn't believe you.
I didn't say
Max
I was
Smith.
Doing
Shaggy Smith.
Put your cardigan on and go to the headmaster's office.
Yeah. So I don't see why they would tell you off for that. You're just a little lad having fun. Dave.
Whatever.
I don't know. Can I picture Stephen running around grabbing sausage?
Please don't. you're making
love
this section.
Picturing that, don't you?
I'm going to say it was Dave.
Well done.
Hey!
Well done.
It's not you, is it?
No. Oh.
What? What?
Just
by the way,
things.
that's on par with the Ryan Locke story, that.
Fucking hell. Sat down in the cinema next to two gay guys.
God, what time did you come up with that one? 5:45 by any chance?
Right, so it's got to be Stephen.
Really?
Yeah. Why would they send you to the teacher?
I don't know. Apparently, I've been bragging, but like not in in a way that was offending people.
So
it never happened. It didn't take place. It was obviously someone taking the piss because I don't know. I was a bit of a character.
What did they say you were saying?
I don't know. I think it'd just been. You know, it's a Catholic school. You know, so I don't know if.
Yeah, but I went to.
Someone's. You know, if a certain teacher was informed and it kind of offended their particular kind of sensibilities.
Right.
And they thought, well, this isn't good. You know, I don't know, maybe it was coming across as misogynistic. I don't know.
Well, the headmaster just wanted details, didn't he?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Give me the scoop.
Here's a pen and paper.
And did you wipe down the desk after all? Can I?
Today you are the head teacher.
So obviously I denied it, rightly so, but I just never felt that it was fully believed. So I just felt it was a bit of a stain on my reputation.
Yeah, teachers thought that with me, big shagger.
Yeah.
I have to be honest, I did think I was meant to tell the truth today, so that was the truth.
My one truth! One time!
Stephen Lyon's truths.
One time!
That was the one I wrote down.
That was shit as well, Dave.
Mate, I'm so sorry.
Thanks for Midsummer Murders, I cracked the case.
I'm so annoyed.
I got mixed communications.
You did not.
I went to Fura Ventura as a kid. There's a place there called Chipmunk Mountain. And I went up there and I think I got so sort of disorientated. Everyone looked green.
You got to Hot Hog Mountain, didn't you?
Yeah.
Where's the chips?
I wasn't even fat as a kid. I was thin. And nubile.
Some fat was eating all the sausage rolls.
Me.
Some fat cunt over there.
Well, I'm sorry about that, Tom. Ruined that for you.
Yeah, you did.
It's the viewers' weirdest fears.
Oh, yay! Weirdest.
First off, we have anatidophobia. Go on, Dave, you read that.
Come on, read it. Antidaphobia. Antidaphobia.
That is the fear of being watched by a duck.
Wow.
Yeah.
No way.
Of all the animals, I think cows or sheep. Sheep have weird eyes, don't they?
Yeah.
They could be evil.
Yeah.
Well, cat's eyes.
Blink sideways.
I mean, I'm not scared. I mean, if a crocodile maybe was watching me, I don't know.
They blink sideways? What do you mean?
Oh, no, I think about lizards.
Think of the lizards, aren't
you? Cats, yeah, yeah.
I think the scariest animal
yeah.
to watch you would be man.
Yeah.
Ooh.
A bad man watching you. Or woman.
Ooh. Or a good man, yeah, either way. Man. Yeah, maybe you're the bad man.
I used to get scared that, like, looking out a building and see someone with red eyes and they just keep walking but making eye contact with you the whole way. And
this happened?
No, it's just a fear.
Were you with two gay guys in the cinema?
It was really awkward.
Just squirting all over the place.
It was an accident.
Everywhere.
Fucking hell.
Fear of omelets.
Omphalobia. Fear of belly buttons.
Oh, fallopian tubes. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Omphalobia. Yeah.
Every time you look down, you'd be screaming.
Dave, have you got an innie or an outie?
I've got an innie. Yeah.
You want to
see it?
Outie?
Mine's a combination.
Oh, wow.
It goes in and
like a
bit
safe.
Comes
out. Max, innie?
It all goes in down there, baby.
Oh. And I'm an innie as well.
Yeah.
Innie.
Innie's rule.
Innie.
Who was an outie? Were there any outies?
No.
Does anyone have an outie after, like, the age of whatever?
It doesn't just go.
No, I know a lad that has
doesn't
an outie.
It? I thought, because you see babies, obviously, because of, they get...
Are you watching baby?
Oh.
I had a job at a maternity ward. Doctor or something. And
cord cutter.
Yeah, that was me. Cord cutter Smith.
So that you think they just go in over time?
Yeah.
So I don't think they do, you know.
Because it's dead skin, isn't it, once yeah. you cut it. So most of it goes away. But sometimes, I think innies are more common. Outies, if it does heal in a bit of a funny way, you will have an outie for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah, fair. I assume they're very rare then.
Not that rare.
It's like
really?
Blue
eyes. That goes the question, have you got an innie or an outie? You know, if it was
I've
like
never heard that question, really, apart from when Stephen said it to me just then.
Blue wires?
Blue eyes.
Oh,
like
blue
when
eyes.
You're born with blue eyes and then they go.
Yeah.
Maybe the viewers can send us some pictures of their outies.
Yeah.
Hitler's just there going, oh.
Please. Well, they just all stay young.
Kind of
ooh.
Wouldn't surprise me with you.
What? Oh, you're bad naming Hitler, aren't you? Oh, watch out. You'll have
Don't
the Nazis on your back, mate.
Don't put that on his name. Come on.
Ooh, I wouldn't go there personally, mate. Ooh.
There is a line, Dave.
Alan Carr, maybe, but not Adolf. Peacocks. A lot of people are afraid of peacocks.
Yeah. Oh.
They are a cocky animal, aren't they?
Trippy. Very trippy.
And they come out with all the feathers.
Yeah.
Oh, look at me.
I think they're just like a mouthy guy at the pub who's just stood up like that.
Oh, it is, yeah.
And then, you know, what's a peacock going to do to you?
Yeah.
Not much.
No, not at all.
Kick it in the beak.
Feathers are there to...
That's guitar.
To show off to a female.
Yeah.
Peahen, are they called?
There's a few of them at Heaton Park. They come out of the enclosure
and run
around.
Yeah, I saw
nice.
That. Yeah. I went there the other day.
Couple of peacocks from the enclosure.
People biting into ice cream.
Ah! Well, I've got sensitive teeth. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, same.
It does go through me.
I think making eye contact when someone's licking an ice cream's worse.
Mm. I live for it.
That's the only time I eat my ice cream. It will look. Yeah.
Very
yeah.
sexy.
Get on. Get down on it.
You got sacked from Mr. Whippy, didn't you?
I did.
Let me have a lick first. Just testing. Something being in the toilet. So a lot of people said snakes, bugs.
Oh, yeah.
Spiders.
In the rim.
Poo.
You don't want them. Yeah. To be fair, an animal in the toilet is very scary. I went in after Joe and they looked like it was a little family of otters.
Mine's got the colour and texture and consistency of korma.
Love that animal.
Yeah.
Just love that animal. Very on it. I don't know why I said texture.
I mean, you've gone texture and consistency. That suggests you've done more than just look at it and flush.
picked it up, smelt it.
Doesn't take a toilet roll, just pop a dog's in there.
Oh no.
Oh, fucking no. Coma.
Third coma this week.
Has it got lumps in like a no. chicken?
Who's moved my chutney from the bath? Seriously, guys. So Max, it's a segment that we've had before and it was a smash hit, Dave. Mm. It's Dave's Rave Reviews.
Yes, Dave's Raves. You've got to get those Dave's Rave Reviews.
Dave, what are you doing this week?
Today I'm going to try a ghost chili. Give a review on that. For
live?
It's great content.
Live on the telly.
It's like SMTV.
Got me. I don't want to show the brand because we're not sponsored. So a bit of chocolate milk.
They are rivals with BetterHelp
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. Oh, look at that.
I'd love it if the chocolate milk industry was
right, just away from it.
You need to give up the chocolate milk.
Okay.
Go on, Dave, relax. So take the floor. And just think, this could be a top 10 moment.
Dave.
We'll get some ASMR in.
Get it all round there. Get it all round when you're stuck. Your mouth. Don't just swallow. Nice. Chew it.
So, it's good for exercise.
Why?
Because, makes you sweat.
So they're sitting in the hot
room. I'm losing my voice.
Doing well. Yeah, doing well.
Might get worse yet. What was it? No milk. Not yet. Not yet.
Hold this for you, mate. You can focus.
Grazie. So, burns your tongue.
Really? You wouldn't expect that from chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk.
Makes me eyes water.
Yeah.
Wouldn't recommend it.
Don't rub your eyes.
Mm.
It'll look like you've bunned a spliff.
It still burns. Burns me fucking tongue.
Max's looks like a cormy. Yours will look like a Jalfrezi.
Yeah.
Bamboo. Otter Booner.
Booner.
That's crass, mate. We're doing highbrow content here.
Booner.
Yeah.
You said Booner.
Oh, it's not going.
A spicy Pooner.
I tell you what, Dave. Dave, do you wanna go off and just have a little rest?
Yeah, please.
There goes Dave.
Well done, Dave.
Well done, Dave.
Well done, Dave. Congratulations. That was good.
Who's this? That's just walked in.
My name's Bernie Milf. I'm a famous Wales person. Around Wales majority.
Well,
Wales, you say?
Wales.
Welsh.
Bernie Milf, they call me.
Yeah. What are you here for?
Famous for doing a variety of things.
Go on.
One of them being eating hot peppers.
Yeah.
One of them for turning into a Geordie. I'm the famous hard natter in Wales.
What for?
I fucking beat up sheep and that. I go into local bars. and I just go, what's your spiciest food in Wales? Wales.
It's funny you say that, Bernie Mouth, because... We've got some chilies here if you want to try.
That's a fucking laugh.
right up your street.
Come on, Bernie. Oh, this.
Now the whales are really coming out.
Oh, this is Wales. I'm so glad
you were saying how hard you are.
You go into local bars and ask where the hot stuff is.
You come into this room and ask what the spiciest thing is.
Wales.
Bernie Mouth. Bernie Mouth. Bernie Mouth. Bernie Mouth. Bernie Mouth.
Bernie Mouth. Well, it's been a fucking laugh.
Don't go, Bernie Mouth. Don't go, Bernie Mouth.
Joe, would you get him some milk, please?
I need some... Wales, need some milk.
Forget about the whale.
It's the tongue. It's the this don't fucking bother me. I don't. Wales.
Don't read the label, Joe. Just pour it.
Just fucking in.
Pour it, Joe.
It don't bother me.
You got anyone you want to shout out?
A few of my brethren.
Yeah.
Delta.
Delta.
The Delta squad. Cheers.
Yeah, we rationing.
Like, ask me questions.
Where'd you get your hat from, Bernie?
I'm down the road.
Which road?
The ice sleet in Wales.
Yeah.
On the hills.
In Cardiff or on the hills?
In Swansea.
Oh, Swansea.
So how come you got into? So how did you get into like trying and eating spicy foods?
I just go to local pubs.
Manchester based.
Ask me questions.
So, Bernie, who do you support, Swansea or Cardiff?
Swansea.
Yeah?
I like it because they spice things up.
In the championship. Who's your favourite Welshman, apart from yourself?
Donald Glover. Oh, no. I've lost my mind.
Famously from Clan Dudley, yeah.
Yeah. Give me a second.
Well, what's the hottest pepper you've ever eaten?
This bastard.
Have you been in any fights recently?
Look down the pub. Some bloke went, I can help spicy you.
Do you often not wear shoes?
No, I don't believe in them. This has been an incredible laugh. Oh, there goes it, Bernie.
It's good to laugh, isn't it, Bernie?
Now I can see why you asked me in today. You set me up. You bastard.
We didn't set you up. We gave you a lovely platform to talk about Welsh antics. Assaulting sheep.
Yeah, my favourite... I'll tell you my favourite part in Wales... is the hilltops. I love the hilltops.
What about the hill bottoms?
The hill bottoms. No, because you got to start...
Do you like Snowdon?
I love Snowdon.
What's your favourite thing about it?
The fucking mountain.
Yeah.
Are you alright?
My mouth is on fire. I mean, Wales... Wheels.
Bernie's
having
a stroke.
Milf is unfair.
Milf.
Did you like your name, Bernie Mouth?
Bernie Mouth. That was fucking clever.
MOWF.
Right in the wheels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cheers.
Anyway, I've got to go. I've got fucking ring sting coming on. It's been a laugh.
Bye.
No. I'm not doing this again, you bastards.
What do you mean? This is your thing, though.
Didn't ask
Bernie Mouth.
Bernie Mouth. Bernie Mouth. Bernie Mouth. Bernie Mouth.
That's a lovely shot.
Bye.
Nice,
bye,
yeah. Bernie. Bye, Bernie.
Bye, Bernie.
Bye.
Fucking hell.
That was fun.
It's now time for IMAX.
IMAX.
All right.
Yeah, so I just bumped into some bloke out there. He's a Welsh bloke, apparently.
Was he?
I don't know.
Yeah,
he had a really weird accent.
I mean, he kept going on about being Welsh.
Yeah. I thought he just liked the animal.
Yeah.
Let's cleanse the palate with IMAX.
Yes.
IMAX.
Gotta get
those IMAXs.
Hey, Dave. Thank you. You looking for something cool? Yeah. Then you've come to the right place. Yeah, that's right.
He made you do two chilies just for that line.
Yeah. It was your idea. Yeah.
It's time for IMAX. Oh, what a weird week it's been. Here at IMAX Industries, or II, as we like to call it.
How many people work at IMAX Industries?
One.
So why'd you say we?
Well, actually, I've actually got some people working with me, partners.
Yeah. Who are they?
But I work for another company called DVD Industries. and they're helping me make a DVD.
Dick Van Dyke Industries?
Hey!
Love that name.
Great friend of the podcast.
I was actually asked to help them out because they've got, you know, Nativity 2?
Great film.
Film with David Tennant, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you'd know.
I was actually helping them do like behind the scenes stuff for the DVD. So it's me going around the craft services, showing the people out there what they can expect to see if they're ever on a big budget movie.
I've always said it was crafty.
Yeah.
Oh. Sounds fun.
Yeah, so this is just an excerpt from the DVD. What up, nerds? It's me, IMAX, and I'm taking you on a DVD behind the scenes craft services tour. Yeah, word up. Let's check out the dudes who make the foods. Grubs up. Yo, Jamie, what's hot? And yeah, I'm talking about the grub.
So this is a real quickie.
Whoa there, chef. Might need to buy me a drink first.
What I want to do...
Go on.
I think you're going to love it.
Go on.
split it down the middle, and it doesn't matter how you do it, rough, ready.
What?
Be elegant and loose, soft and tender.
Jesus, man, this is the Nativity 2 set, not some porno.
This is another recipe from me and Tesco.
Oh, of course. You're making hot grub, not hot love. So, what is it?
It's sweet peas, courgette, parmesan.
Get that courgette the fuck away from me, you dunce. Ugh. Where's the next chef? Gordon.
Oh, what the fuck is that?
It's Jamie Oliver, lol. How's it going, Ramsay, you old dog?
Just touch that. That's the skimmer, man.
So, Gordon, what's your favourite movie for the listeners back home?
Get out! Get out! Sit down, eat that.
Oh, yum yum for my tum tum. What is it?
First one up is a stuffed courgette.
Get that courgette the fuck away from me, you dunce. Fuming. Anyway, Ainsley, did you think IMAX was good this week?
Yeah, boy.
Nice.
Wow. Oh.
Doesn't 1 minute 53 seconds just fly by when you're having fun?
Wow.
It hurts when I laugh.
I feel like...
Is that why you didn't laugh?
I didn't really understand what was going on.
Probably because you fucking spoke through all the good build-up
I have to suck in to the cold air.
You've only done one as well.
I know.
Jesus.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I can't.
Bernie Mouth just downed it.
So I mean, yeah. I bet he walked it off. I didn't really meet him much. He seemed fine.
It seems like IMAX was taken over there by...
No. I think it definitely...
Chatter about a chili.
Yeah, apologies. I weren't listening at all. I was...
it's all right.
It's all right.
Focusing on my tongue.
I'll get my own back next week.
Yeah.
It's largely courgette-based.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Phobias.
A lot of crowds booing.
I heard Gordon Ramsay in there somewhere.
Yeah, he was saying get out.
Oh, get that fucking courgette away from me, you dunce. That was...
Yeah. Well, Max, thank you for another great review.
Wow, it's so great. Thank you, Stephen. It's so great to finally be recognised for my, great works and not to be kicked out of the room.
Yeah, no.
I feel ya.
It's now time for Wackyville to come to the room. Wee. It's Tom Looney.
Yeah. Wackyville.
Looney.
Welcome. So I did. We did fears once before, and I actually touched on phobias. So this week I've gone a little different. I'm going to do a quiz instead. So I've just got some celebrities, and I can give you three phobias, and you've got to guess which one's true.
Go for it.
I've got prizes. Shall I give out prizes?
Yeah.
I've just got some fig rolls from the shop.
Nice.
We'll start with you, Martin. Martin. Dave.
Oh,
Martin
yeah.
Freeman.
Oh, here. Hello, Martin Freeman.
Martin Freeman. Is his fear being tickled, choking, or of open water?
Tickled.
Martin Freeman is afraid of choking.
Oh.
Particularly scared of avocados. So there you go. Stephen. Khloe Kardashian.
Ooh.
Is she afraid of belly buttons, feet, or tongues?
She's got all three. So
this is true.
It's a crazy one. I'm going to go feet.
Incorrect. She's afraid of belly buttons. She wears mitts in the shower so she doesn't have to touch her own, and she screams when she washes it.
Wow.
So, oh, Jesus Christ.
So she's pretty afraid. So, I don't want to touch anyone else's and no one can touch mine.
Hey, what was she scared of again?
Belly buttons.
Imagine that, man. Sorry.
I know. Okay, Liam Payne for you.
Who?
One Direction.
Oh.
Yeah. Is he afraid of forks, spoons, or being buried alive?
Trick question, all three at the same time. Buried with forks and cutlery of all kinds.
That's incorrect. He's afraid of spoons. Doesn't like eating with them, especially if they're not his spoons. Should we do some more?
Yeah.
Go on, do you want one?
Go for Joe.
Billy Bob Thornton, is he afraid of antique furniture, weevils? For those of you who don't know, weevils are like little beetles. They're kind of
a miniature Paul McCartney.
Yeah, they're like
They get into like cereal. They're pests. Yeah, antique furniture, weevils, or scented soaps.
Scented soaps.
He's afraid of antique furniture.
Oh.
So no one's got any of these yet.
Just if we don't want fig rolls.
Oh, I do have one more if anyone wants a chance to win a fig roll.
Go on then, I'll have it.
Channing Tatum, spiders, public toilets, or porcelain dolls.
If I get it right, you got to eat chili. No. Dolls.
Correct.
Loony.
Go on.
So bad for me in a minute.
Go on.
It's all natural.
Oh, join the club.
By the way, with my gut.
Yeah. Stephen, did you turn the air conditioning on? Because it's getting chilly in here.
Hey! Oh, yeah, go on. Don't keep it on your tongue. Like, keep it away from your tongue.
So if Channing Tatum goes into a shop
and sees dolls.
Oh wait, no, is that mannequins I'm thinking of?
Yeah, yeah. They count as dolls. You're gonna
porcelain
want some milk,
dolls,
mate.
Though,
you're gonna
I
want
guess.
Some milk. Lay it on your tongue.
I couldn't imagine a big time celeb like Channing Tatum using a public toilet. Thank you.
Fuck no, me. I do like to imagine it.
Oh, what a fair.
Yeah.
Breathe in. That helps.
It's now time for Put It To The Max.
Put it
to the max, to the max, put it to the max. No, 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 no.
He needs some milk.
Tom's crying.
Wife troubles. Hey up, Chuck. Mad Mike here, proper fan of the potty sea. I wanted to twist your ear for a mo. My wife has just popped out for a little sprog. It's just popped a little sprog. And I'm over
like
the moon.
A sprint jog she'd gone for.
The only issue is my wife can't for the life of her tell who the father is. Is it me, DJ Mike, on the mic, or her two living lovers? Got my mind proper reeling, this has. I need some advice.
What was the question, sorry? Something about DJ Mike?
Maybe there's another question.
Yeah. Question. I think there is.
Sorry, I weren't really listening. I was... You can't concentrate.
Girlfriend troubles. Ayok Chuck, pensive Pete here, proper fan of the potty sea and wanting to twist your ear for a moment. My girlfriend has just popped a little sprog and I'm over the moon. The only issue is my wife can't for the life of me tell who the father is. Is it me, pensive Pete, or the living lover, or husband? Got my mind proper in this house. I need some advice.
That was the next problem.
Yeah.
I think that was the living lover that wrote in.
We have another, we have one more. We got one more problem. I am Chuck, Cheeky Chucky, proper fan of the bodies. I wanted to twist your ear for a moment. My wife has just popped a little sprung and I'm over the moon. Only is this. My wife got a little life of me telling the father is. Is it me, Cheeky Chucky, a living lover or husband? Got my mind proper reeling. I need some advice.
Wow. Wait. We're so far deep in this, we now have to role play it.
Yeah.
We've got the whole squad here.
We've got Pensive Pete, we've got Cheeky Chunk. Who else was that?
DJ Mike on the mic.
DJ Mike.
PJ Mike.
So who wants to be the woman who popped a sprog?
Dave?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Pensive Pete.
I can be pensive.
Yeah, DJ Mike.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Chucky Chuck.
Is she going now? Is it?
I think it's been popped. Past tense.
Where's my baby daddy?
Yeah, I'll take this one.
You're right, husband. Yeah.
You can fucking have it, mate.
There's nothing to clear up here, is there?
What's the problem?
Everything seems to be going well.
I'm all good in the business.
Just I'm happy with you, Alan.
I'm over the moon.
Shrink it off.
Trust you, I wasn't listening to the problem, so I had no idea.
You did very well, mate.
Thank you.
DJ Mike was the father there.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, Chucky Chuck, Pensive Pete, DJ Mike, you problem solved now. You're welcome.
Well done. Apologies.
Hey, have a fig roll for your troubles.
Joe, can we have a jingle, please? Jesus. Because it's the final question.
It's the final
question. What is it, Joe?
Would you rather come every time you fart or fart every time you come?
Get out.
First one.
Come every time you fart?
Yeah. I fart more than I come.
Yeah. Fart when you come is the worst fart you've ever done, so maybe you just have a sec, but you know you're going to produce the smelliest fart you've ever
seen. Yeah, but by that time, the deed is done, my dear friend.
She will leave.
That's awful.
That's that one job done. The first one. Does it feel nice? Is it a nice sort of feeling? Or
what,
is
it come?
Yeah, like obviously it is
nice. You should know by now,
Dan. Is sex good? Is it?
it would become sort of like Pavlovian in a way.
On average, the human farts 12 times a day on average.
So you go,
So you can't be coming properly on the, you know, 12th time, can you? Or the 11th.
Also, if you fart in your sleep, you'll wake up coming.
Yeah, but wet dreams.
You might not wake up. Not in a morbid way, just
kind of, he died doing what he loved.
He died by coming.
Farting and coming.
Cause of death.
Come.
You can't have kids if you fart when you come. So you can't have kids,
can you?
Because you just fart instead of coming.
Oh, no, you do come, but then you fart.
But you fart as soon as you come.
Oh, so you're still coming?
Yeah. You'd be having sex.
You'd come, you'd release.
What, you'd fart the worst fart you've ever smelled.
Yeah, I'd much rather that.
Yeah.
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 But if you do a little tiny fart, you know, when you didn't mean to, and you just...
Yeah.
Has anyone farted whilst recording this podcast?
No.
Yeah. I did it and I thought I got away with it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dave, you always do get away with it until you announce it to the room.
Cheeky little face in the screen as well. Like, I thought my jingle was killing. It was just,
no, I farted. I only admitted it because I thought Tom spotted me.
You'll have a spicy fart, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's going to sting later, that's for sure.
It's the cramps you get in the hours after. Not good.
Anyway, that was the final question. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, although, cheers,
would you rather?
Hold on, mate.
And that is it for the Phobias podcast. The weirdest phobia. Yeah. You find the weirdest phobia out of all that?
Yeah.
Belly button?
Yeah, I reckon.
There we have it. I've been joined by David Rees.
Thank you. It's been a blast.
Max Smith.
See you later, guys. Have fun.
Tom Looney.
Thank you, everyone.
And Joe McGrath. Well done, stay safe, stay humble. Ciao.